Hello, and welcome to the Quarterly Analyst Podcast Series for Customer Collaboration. I'm Steve Canny, Analyst Relations Manager for Cisco's Customer Collaboration Business. The purpose of these quarterly podcasts is to provide you, our industry analysts, with a quick, convenient update on our activities, technology news, and market momentum for Cisco's Customer Collaboration Business. In this podcast, we'll focus on the second quarter of Cisco's fiscal year 2011, that is this past November, December, and January. Today, we have with us Ross Daniels, Director of Customer Collaboration Solutions Marketing, who will update us on what's been happening over the past quarter in Cisco's customer collaboration business. Ross, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve. It is terrific to be here with you. I think this is your first podcast for customer collaboration, so I'll welcome you, and I'll just let you know that this is one of my favorite activities that we do here. It's a great chance to recap the quarter and let the analyst community know all of the great things that we're up to.
Great. Thanks, Ross. It's great to be here. Hey, so I think to get us started, I think it's fair to say that it's been a very successful quarter for us here in the contact center customer collaboration business here at Cisco. We had some new product announcements early in November that have been very enthusiastically received, and a number of conferences where we've had the chance to interact with our analyst community, both to share that announcement news and also to listen to their reactions to it. Could you recap those for our listeners? Maybe we could start with Cisco's Collaboration Summit last November in Phoenix.
Yeah, sure thing. So the Collaboration Summit and the press announcements that came on customer collaboration a couple weeks before, I'll kind of lump those together. It was really kind of the coming out party for customer collaboration. This is something that we started sharing with the analyst community a little over a year ago, and then went into more detail with them at an analyst event in the spring of 2010, and really, you know, took a lot of the feedback from those early meetings to come up with, frankly, was the best announcement that I've been and launch that I've been involved with at Cisco. So on November 4th, we issued a press release announcing Cisco Social Miner, Cisco Finesse, and Cisco MediaSense, three new products, part of the customer collaboration portfolio. And then a couple weeks after that, joined with the rest of the Cisco collaboration portfolio at our annual collaboration summit in Phoenix. Just a few items to note in terms of pickup, in terms of the press release itself and some of the coverage there. It was picked up more than 30 times, just the press release, or an additional almost 40 pieces of editorial coverage, and more than 3,200 tweets related to our announcement. So really great amplification of the news on our announcements. People really excited about what we're doing with social media, with the new aging desktop, and with rich media recording with MediaSense. And then as we sort of moved from the announcement into the summit in Phoenix, where a number of our analysts were in attendance as well, we were able to have a couple of really great touch points there. One was John Hernandez, our Vice President and General Manager for the Customer Collaboration Business, gave a main session for the analysts and consultants during the summit. Very gratifying to hear the response from folks in the room to the presentation and the demonstration. And in fact, John's session was the overall top-rated session of all sessions at the analyst and consultant session. So John's a great speaker, so that's part of it. But the thing that I found most interesting was that the presentation was also top rated for business relevance by the analysts and consultants that were in attendance. And again, these were not only our contact center focused analyst community, but analysts and consultants across the range of collaboration, basically agreeing and validating that what we're talking about around customer care and customer collaboration has the highest business relevance to them. So that was really terrific.
Great. Now, as a follow-on to the Collaboration Summit in Phoenix, we also participated in Cisco's European Collaboration Summit in Barcelona. And in conjunction with that, we held an add-on day, an additional day tacked on, focused solely on our contact center analysts. Could you recap those events for us?
Sure. Yeah, the European Collaboration Summit really grew out of what had traditionally been the Tanberg partner event. So that turned into a partner and analyst collaboration summit across the board. From a customer collaboration point of view, we were able to reprise the presentation that John had done in Phoenix. We also delivered a really compelling demonstration of Social Miner and Finesse and MediaSense working with NICE, one of our partners in the recording and workforce management space. We also demonstrated Social Miner in the breakout area, in the exposition area. And again, the feedback that we got on all of the new announcements from the analysts as well as the partners that were in attendance was very positive. At the analyst day following the summit, as you mentioned, Steve, really a terrific opportunity for us to spend time with a dozen or so analysts who obviously weren't able to make it to the Phoenix event, get the European perspective on things in many cases. We're really fortunate to bring in a great channel partner, Bucher and Suter, terrific customer GEM, which is an outsourcer based in Northern Ireland, as well as the head of the European Contact Center Association. So a really broad perspective on the contact center business and especially what Cisco is doing. So a terrific event that we're certainly planning on doing again next year.
Great. And just because we didn't have quite enough on our plates around the holidays, we also had a couple other contact center-related events during the holiday months. Can you bring us up to speed on those?
Sure. A couple that are worth noting. One was we sponsored again Dreamforce, which is Salesforce.com's annual user conference, just a massive event, about 20,000 or 25,000 attendees. So we sponsored that event to continue to promote the Customer Interaction Cloud, which is our joint solution with Salesforce.com to put Contact Center in the cloud. We actually co-sponsored our portion of the event with Teletech, which is sort of the third leg of the stool in this solution. Of course, we had booth presence. We also had a presentation session that attracted probably a couple of hundred attendees where we co-presented with Teletech and with one of our joint customers, Nissan North America. So a very good event. We continue to hear a lot of excitement around the Customer Interaction Cloud with Salesforce.com. In addition to that, we were present at Cisco Live in London. It's one of our regional Cisco Live events. Big contact center team from Europe was certainly there for customer meetings, partner meetings, and we had, again, a very compelling demonstration of some of the new customer collaboration products within the Cisco booth there.
All right. So quite a busy quarter event-wise for contact center overall.
Absolutely.
Next, Ross, let's talk briefly about some of the new resources your team has been busy creating, in particular the ones that our analysts might find most useful. I think we've got to start with the tarantula video. I know it might not be as dense with facts and figures as some of the other materials, but I think it's really fun. It only takes a minute and a half to watch. I looked it up last night on YouTube. You just type in Cisco tarantula. I guess that's a statistically improbable phrase. It comes right up at the top of the list. And I think it does a really great job at helping folks imagine some of the big changes in customer experience that might be enabled by a tool like Social Miner.
Yeah, absolutely. And that video, you can also on YouTube, in addition to Cisco Tarantula, you can type Cisco Social Miner, and it will come up as well. It's probably one of the most fun projects that I've had the opportunity to work on at Cisco. It really, as you said, takes a very fun approach, a very unexpected approach to how social media is changing customer care. I think it's something that we've showcased at a number of events, and certainly would love to continue to direct our friends in the analyst community to that and promote it. Please tweet it. We're a long way from my goal of a million hits, so we've got some work to do there. On the more traditional side, with a product launch, we do a massive amount of collateral and web updates and such. So we've done that certainly with all of the new solutions, the Social Miner, Finesse, and MediaSense. All of those have their own spaces on Cisco.com. Cisco.com/go/CC is our main page on Cisco.com, and you can get to the other things from there. But also updated collateral for all of the 8.5 versions of our core contact center products like Contact Center Express and Enterprise and Customer Voice Portal.
Those sound great, Ross. I'm sure many of our analysts will find something of interest there. Quick note for our listeners, if you have trouble locating any of the resources that Ross just mentioned or any other resources you need on Cisco's customer collaboration offerings, just drop me an email and I'll be happy to send you a link. I'll be giving my email out at the end of the podcast if you don't have it handy. So the next thing I wanted to touch on, Ross, is early customer momentum with some of our recently announced products. It's a topic our analysts are consistently interested in. We've recently adopted a short format event template we call a fireside chat, as you know, that gives analysts in the press direct interactive access to customers of ours who are early adopters of our technology. Can you give our analysts a quick overview of the fireside chat format and maybe a quick recap of our most recent fireside chat with Zone Labs and where we're heading with that sort of thing in the months ahead?
Yeah, sure thing. And the fireside chat really is a great format for a more focused conversation. So the fireside chat is a multi-point telepresence session, where we typically bring one of the leaders from the Cisco business side, along with either a customer or a partner or both, and an audience and interactive participation from analysts and press. So, Steve, as you mentioned, we had one of these back in January with one of our lead customers for Cisco Social Miner. That customer is the Zone Labs. So we had, I think, about 6 locations on telepresence across North America and probably about a dozen or so folks from the press and another maybe half a dozen analysts or so. I might have the numbers a little off, but somewhere around there. And spend, an hour and a half on a particular topic. In this case, we're really talking about social media customer care. And again, give the analysts and press kind of that direct access to one of our executives, John Hernandez, and to our customer, Petter Etholm, the CEO from Zone Labs. So we're getting really good feedback on these sessions. Again, the audience has that sort of direct connection and ability to ask questions directly from folks on the topics that they're interested in. So the time really flies by. It was great.
Great. Thanks for that, Ross. So another quick note to our analysts, if you think you might like to participate in these, the space at the Fireside Chats is limited. So if you would like to participate in one, send me a quick email, and I'll make sure to let you know first thing when we're sending out invitations for the next one. Last thing before we conclude, Ross, I wonder if you could give us a quick preview of what's coming up this quarter, so our analysts can think about where they might want to participate while they're planning out their calendars for the next few months.
Yeah, sure thing. So I'll think about the upcoming quarter and maybe even the fourth quarter as well. We are starting to identify dates, potential dates for our North America Contact Center Analyst Day. We had a really successful Analyst Day last year in June in North America, and then the European event that we held in December. So we are looking to do that Customer Collaboration Analyst Day again on the East Coast. We utilized our Boxborough office, which is outside of Boston, last year, and it looks like we'll probably do the same again. Looking at a few different weeks in May and trying to make sure we don't have any major conflicts with industry events or other things like that. So more to come on that, but it was extremely popular event last year. and we're looking forward to repeating that. Of course, coming up a little bit more near term for folks who are listening to this podcast, still in the month of February, we'll be at Enterprise Connect, formerly VoiceCon, with a number of speaking slots, and again a number of our key folks there for interactions with the analyst community. And we are planning an additional fireside chat, most likely in Q3. Still trying to work out the final logistics and details there, but we'll come. Come out with those as we're able to develop that. So lots of good things coming and lots of things that we'll want to continue to get the analyst community's feedback on and things that we'll want to share.
Great. Thanks, Ross. Well, I think that about wraps things up for today. Ross, thanks again for joining us and for bringing us up to date on Contact Center at Cisco for the past quarter.
It's my pleasure, Steve, and thanks again for being here with me, and thanks to all the analysts who are listening.
For more information on Cisco Customer Collaboration Solutions, please visit www.cisco.com/go/cc. As always, we're very interested in your feedback. If there's anything else you'd like to hear about in these quarterly updates or anything you think would make them more useful to you, please reach out to me directly. My email is scanny@cisco.com. That's scanny@cisco.com. I'm Steve Canny. Thanks for joining this edition of the Quarterly Analyst Podcast Series for Customer Collaboration. We hope you'll join us again next time.